Hi. Well, it's actually the first week of the first month of the winter season in the Northern Hemisphere. I do think it's useful for anyone in the Southern Hemisphere to hear this and experience it while simultaneously being in the Southern Hemisphere in the first month of summer. There is a place to combine them. But for me, that's probably more on the second and third year of the program. So you can do what you want and practice. See. Now I'm using this created symbol between water, earth, light, earth, air, water, fire, if you will, ether, mind, and so on. This is a symbol of above and below. For me, these are all feminine and all masculine. So, in this particular month, we're beginning in what's called the ascending of the day length in the Northern Hemisphere. This ascending travels from the beginning of the eternal silence and rises. I'm sorry, I don't have the pay grade or the current capacity to explain this to you in its reality because it's just simply beyond my own current experience of being able to do it. Maybe you can do it better than I can. I'm just sharing with you what my experience is. Part of this is this body of water is designed to imitate or reflect the experience of peace. If you could imagine a peace so profound as to be a lake without a bottom, it's never had a wave. An indescribable stillness, a peace, a benevolence. Somehow out of that, there rises this white, pristine flower rooted in the peace and in some ways married to the peace, but whose mother was bigger than this, called the silence. Yes, I know that is abstract or intellectual to some people, but my experience of it is a profound interior peace manifesting into the light that rises out of this place. Another symbol that you could use here, I chose not to use it, is a sword. Why a sword? For me, that's my experience of the sword of truth coming out of the Lake of Peace. So, in this month, for 4 weeks in the Northern Hemisphere, we're accessing the interior experience of the union, peace, truth with humility, innocence. How does that work? I can only begin to share with you little pieces. I would say this also consummates the experience of breath. This is the lung meridian function in the body, but it is the experience of air and breath. Yes, it corresponds to mother's family, and the number one son corresponds to mother's father. What's really significant about that is what is the actual feeling experience your mother felt about her father, and how did he feel about her, is about this experience of breath. Breath is the essential experience in the physical body, but is measured in higher terms outside the body. What I mean by that is, when one day we no longer breathe, we start to live through a different form of lung or a different form of breath. And that's really the one that we would aspire to. So what breath is to the body in sustaining the emotional reality to be present, there is something that goes beyond the breath and experiences inspiration, not through a interior process of breathing, but inspiration becomes the mechanism of vitality and life. So how does one experience inspiration through the breath and utilize that in the body? Primary access to be able to do that? Peace. Let me show you another picture to give you a slightly different view of it. One of my oldest and favorite pictures. This to me is the same as the previous picture. The difference is, here's the lake. Here's three magnitudes of lake. These are three magnitudes of peace. Now, their materialization, as you would know in the dew fall, the dew point, is that they manifest on this, what would otherwise be a vertical blade of grass. But when experiencing this union between water and the actualization through the blade of grass, it produces this perfectly horizontal, equilibrated balance. The vertical becomes horizontal. The unmaterialized, the water vapor becomes materialized in the place where the two of them touch. Okay, I know that sounds a little cosmic, but this is where your mother's father, the blade of grass, married his beloved, your mother's mother. So when peace, eternal, questionless peace, is unified in a sacred wedding with the rising experience of breath and inspiration, which brings a higher pointed truth. To me, that's what the point is about. The ascending quality of the air merged with the descending quality of the water exactly at that point. Now, I've pondered and practiced that precise point hundreds and hundreds of times. Now, I've had a wide variety of experiences, but I have to tell you, I'm not currently capable of being able to achieve or live what I've experienced there. Because part of the element of the straight line ascending vertical is a quality that's very difficult to explain or manifest. That's the quality of humility. Humility imbued with an innocence that's difficult to describe or endure even. A quality of humility. And you would do well to go look at all the multiple definitions, and there are many articles and papers written by a lot of people about the nature of humility. Humility is the dilating experience of the increase of the water. I know that's a different way of describing it. Air moves, collects water. At exactly the right moment, that water manifests as peace. Mother's mother, we correspond to the first month of the entire year, beginning with feeling. The sincere capacity to want to feel more. In order to feel more, there has to be a continuous increase of the sincere desire of innocence to rise. Innocence. Humility. In some definitions, you could say humility is the sincere desire to feel every feeling inside me, known or unknown. The sincere desire to feel more. Now, in order to achieve that sincere desire to grow in what the feeling is, the sincere desire to want to grow. For me, the pointedness of that humility has to be sincerity with an intention to want to feel from a divine perspective the significance of what peace or humility is when unified. Okay. You know by now I have a tendency to ponder things. I've pondered this connection for over 30 years and had a wide variety of very useful, gradually accumulative experiences, but right here is the essential nature of all life. The union of feeling, awareness, the union of inspiration inside of one's water, the earthly manifestation of spirit, to me is water. So to be inside my feeling with a childlike wonder to want to grow, to me, that's number one sun. And yes, that's affected by your mother and your relationship to your mother. It's affected by your mother and her relationship to her father. This is where the lung function troubles most people. Above that, you have several forms of anxiety and circadian stuff and whatever else, but you find out that your mother's father is produced by silence, purity. Mother's father, his mother basically gestated him, breath and inspiration. That's the tip of this blade symbolically. Your mother's father's mother brought into matter her son, which is the physical manifestation of purity in the divine feminine, manifested as innocence and inspiration. In order for that innocence and inspiration to enter the feeling I need to occupy the feeling, to put my whole existence inside this drop of water, peace, benevolence, kindness, with awareness. You can call that consciousness. You can call that intuition. You can give it lots of different names if you want. That to me is what the first month of winter is really about. Now, the very intriguing part of it is 3 months have passed since we focused on the beginning of feeling, increasing that feeling in the first month to the second month, opening the heart, transforming. The third month, we increase that again, these 3 months of autumn. Now, in the fourth month, her husband arrives. What do I mean by that? I'm saying mother's mother is your capacity to feel. It has skill sets called empathy, creative imagination, visualization, and a whole bunch of other things, but that's the feeling experience. But after 3 months, at the very beginning of the ascent or the increasing of light for 6 months, her husband comes. So the result of these three women increasing month by month, I'm saying these are the 3 months of autumn, achieving a moment of maturation and increase where she meets for the first time her beloved. Mother's mother meets mother's father. Now, I am not at all implying that my mother's mother and my mother's father even liked each other, and the social emotional history that I've heard about is that my mother's mother, well, died when my mother was five. My mother can't remember anything about her. And my mother's father had a very difficult time. I'm not saying it's their social history. I'm saying in the two of them, you have two very significant experiences. You have air and water. You have innocence and humility merging with peace and benevolence, feeling. That to me is what this means. I can't do it. I practice it 1,000 times. Things get better. I can tell you stories, but I won't digress for a moment. Practicing this leads to amazing experiences, but the more I practice it, the more vast is the experience of awareness or truth, and the more the need for the diameter of the heart to keep growing, and the only way for that to occur is the divine feminine vessel called the skin and the bones needs to grow simultaneously. Yeah, I know this recording is a little bit, some of you, abstract. For me, it's not abstract at all. I just wish I could actually do it better. I want to taste and drink this water, and I want to be right there on the cusp of this to dance at their wedding. That's nice. So when the winter begins, there has been 4 months since the autumn, number four. Four, by the way, is a symbol for the heart. 3 months, they get married on the fourth month, and the light and the inspiration starts increasing. And yes, then you have the second month, which is truth. And you have the third month, which is free will and beauty and creativity and choice. And That goes all the way into the spring and the power of vitality and force and sunrise. And it goes into a celebratory experience of the four boy joy and friendship and all of those things magnified. It goes into the six boy experience of great power. Oh. The great power. What did I want to put into my bones? Great power in the bones.